You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Happy March, and specifically, happy St. Patrick's Day. And what would St. Patrick's Day be like without the one, the only, the incredibly talented Eddie Dillon? Welcome back, Eddie.
Hello, Mike, and thank you for having me back here. This is
like our fourth year together doing this.
I love it. It's wonderful.
So our tradition of St. Patrick's Day, which is this coming Thursday, everyone don't forget, Eddie is here to play some music for us and tell us some stories. We have a long tradition, probably done half a dozen shows with Eddie over the years, and your usual sidekick, Aoife Clancy, is not with you tonight, but which is a little disappointing for me, I got to tell you.
I'm sorry, but she is, right now she's in Chicago, and she's going to be there, I think, right till St. Patrick's Day, and she's performing on stage with her brother, who's in the High Kings.
The High Kings, and we're referring to Aoife Clancy and her brother, who are the son and daughter of Bobby Clancy, mm-hmm. from Clancy Brothers fame, which we've talked about a lot in the past. We will continue to do that in tonight's show, play some of Bobby's music. And Eddie, tell us about your association or how this all started, your tie-in with Bobby Clancy.
I'm going to make a short story long.
Okay.
It's 1962, and these three guys that had traveled from Ireland are working in a brewery around New York City, and they were playing on the weekends, playing in pubs, when a scout from the Ed Sullivan Show came in and saw them, thought they were pretty good, and gave them a try out in front of Ed Sullivan, and they put him on the show, and they ended up on the Ed Sullivan Show 4 times, more times than the Beatles. I saw that first show as a little boy, and then flash ahead 30 years or more, and I ended up touring with the Clancy Brothers as a guitarist, backup singer, and what a wonderful experience it was. I had a lot of fun with Aoife's dad, Bobby, and mm-hmm. her uncle, Paddy Clancy, who was the patriarch of the family.
Right. And Eddie himself, for our audience, just to remind everyone, you've written like hundreds of songs, right, yourself?
And many hundreds of songs. A few of them have been recorded over in Ireland, a couple by Aoife, but it's been a lot of fun. No major big songs on the radio, but I've been lucky to have a few of my songs playing around Ireland, and it's been a lot of fun.
Well, let's get in the St. Patrick's Day spirit and tell us about this first song off the Bobby Clancy album that we're going to listen to.
Hurry, Hurro. It was a song on Bobby's Make Me a Cup CD, which was recorded actually at my studio. And it features Aoife and Bobby, and it's a love song.
All right. Here we go. Get in the mood, everyone.
Hurry, Hurro, my buddy, wee girl. Hurry, Hurro, my fair one. Will ye come away, my love, to be my own, my rare one? Smiling the land, smiling the sea, sweet is the smell of the heather. Would we be asking of life for more? My own, my darling Mary. Hurry, Hurro, my bonny wee girl. Hurry, Hurro, my fair one. Will ye come away, my love?
the day long out by the quay, out by the shore in the gloaming, stepping it lightly with dancing feet. Then we together hoping,
holy horo, my bunny wee girl, ori-ho-ro, my fair one, will ye come away, my love, to be my own, my rare one, after a life singing along, stepping it lightsome and airy, would we be asking of life for more? My own, my darling Mary, ori-ho-ro, my bunny wee girl, ori-ho-ro, my fair one, will ye come away, my love, to be my own, my rare one?
There you go. You have Aoife and Bobby Clancy, her dad, singing that song and getting us in the St. Patrick's Day spirit. And here we are sitting with our green outfits on in this our beautiful downtown Exeter studios. Actually, we don't have green outfits. You kind of have a green coat on, almost.
Well, you know, I had a few last night, so I'm kind of green.
There you go.
Only kidding.
Now, you're going to be on your way this week. You're leaving right away after the show and
yep.
taking off for a gig in Florida, right?
I have four gigs in Florida, all on the West Coast. Unfortunately, they're all private, so I can't invite anybody, but it's around the, if you go south of Tampa, about an hour and a half to Northport, I'll be around that area. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's my old stomping grounds, Bradenton and Anna Maria Island and down there. And
yep.
Spend a lot of time down there. Well, that's great. I'm sure the weather will be a little different for you there.
Please.
That has been here. All right, let's talk a little more about your relationship with Irish music. You obviously come from an Irish background.
Well, I sure do. I grew up around Boston in the town of Braintree to a wonderful extended family with really kept our Irish roots. My grandparents were from Ireland. Grandparents were from Galway, and the other one from a little town in Kildare called Rathangan, but the family really kept their Irish humor in a lot of the Irish ways, although they were so happy and proud to be American, but they loved Ireland.
They kept the heritage, right? They have kept the heritage. You know, this next tune that we're going to listen to, I can recall, we have played this in the past, but it's one of my favorites because it's you playing the guitar. And showing off a little bit, I must say. You're showing your talents here on this next tune. And the name was always interesting to me, Bobber's Lament. And if I'm not mistaken, that has something to do with your hair, right?
Without any question, because whenever I used to walk into a barber shop, the barber would always look at me and fall into a lament.
All right, so this is... It's not really a St. Patrick's Day song, but we'll play it anyway. It'll get us going.
We'll have fun.
All right. Thank you. Barbara's Lament by Eddie Dillon. And Eddie, you have a great story, then. And Irish people have a knack of telling great stories. But, you know, you mentioned earlier in the program about Bobby's brother, Paddy, right? And we have a story that relates to our audience because our audience is very familiar with Theater by the Sea down in Matunuck. And this is a story that ties into that. Tell us about it.
Well, I had mentioned earlier how the Clancy brothers had come over here and in 1962, they were on the Ed Sullivan Show, but they had, at that point, been in the United States for 14 years. Wow. Paddy and his brother Tom came over here in 1948, right after World War II. They were both veterans and came over here and had worked primarily in a, like I said, to make a living. They were actually working for a beer distributor, how appropriate. But on the weekends, they were singing songs, but they were also very actively involved in theater. Uh-huh. And in the early 50s, and it might have been the late 40s, Paddy told me about this story. He had come, he was in New York, and he found out about a place in Rhode Island that would hire people for the summer. And you would be a singing waiter and then be in theater at Theater of the Sea. So he showed up there, and they hired him, and he was there for just a few days when he realized that the head waiter didn't like him. For whatever reason.
Probably just, an Italian guy, you know what I mean?
He could have been. And he didn't like him at all. And after the third day, he decided to fire Paddy. So Paddy was picking up his clothes and cleaning up. He was going to leave, and didn't know what he was going to do. When another actor came up to him and said, what's going on? And Paddy explained the whole thing of getting fired. And the actor said, don't you go anywhere. He went around, this actor, went around and got everybody. And they all went up and they said, we're all leaving if Paddy Clancy is leaving.
Hmm.
Well, Paddy ended up with a job for the whole summer and made a great friend. And who was that friend just beginning in his own career? Jackie Gleason.
Wow.
I swear, Jackie Gleason. And
wow, that's quite a story.
Yeah, Jackie Gleason, the great one.
The great one.
Yeah.
To the moon, Alice.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, Jackie Gleason saved Paddy Clancy.
He did.
And maybe the beginning of unions at Theater by the Sea.
Who knows? Who knows?
All right, we're going to play another tune from Bobby's album. Tell us about Mari's Wedding.
Oh, here we go again with another one of those Irish love songs. But this is a fun song. And again, Aoife singing with her dad, Mari's Wedding.
Step. Gaily on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe, arm in on we go, all for Mari's wedding. Over hill way, up and down, myrtle green and bracken brown, past the shieling through the town, all for sake of Mari. Step gaily on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe, arm and on we go, all for Mari's wedding. Plenty herrings, plenty meal, plenty peat to fill our creel, plenty burnie burns as well, that's our toast for Mari. Step we gaily on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe, arm and on we go, all for Mari's wedding.
Cheeks as bright as rowans are, brighter far than any star, fairest of them all by far is my darling Mari.
Step we gaily on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe, arm and on we go, all for Mari's wedding. Over hill way, up and down, myrtle green and bracken brown, past the shieling to the town, all for sake of Mari. Step we gaily on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe, arm and on we go, all for Mari's wedding. Step we gaily on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe, arm and on we go, all for Mari's wedding. Step we gaily on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe.
The people at Robert's Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Robert's Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Robert's Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations, where we're having a great night celebrating the week of St. Patrick's Day with our good friend Eddie Dillon, who is a recording artist, songwriter, performer, theatrical performer, which we're going to find out in a few moments about that. That's something new on the horizon. And even written a couple books, right, Eddie?
I'm just finishing up finished my second novel, and I'm going to meet a literary agent in May, which I'm kind of excited about, but we'll see what happens with that.
So. Well, great, great. Man of many talents, and if you ever have an opportunity to see Eddie out on the road performing, as he does perform around this area occasionally, make sure you get a chance to do that. And if you want information about Eddie, is there a website people can go to? Or a phone number they can call, or they just send up smoke signals. How do you do it?
All of the above. But probably the easiest way to get there is eddiedillon.com, and it's eddiedillon.com.
That'll get you the information. We've been talking about the Clancy Brothers and Eddie's connection to the Clancy Brothers and, of course, Irish music. And we have one more tune that is one of my favorites, I must admit, that Aoife recorded. And tell us how this works. This song is with her dad, but they didn't actually record it together. You produced this. How did that? Tell me the story behind this next song.
Well, Aoife was very busy at the time, and I have a studio at my house. So Bobby did his recording and then had to fly back home. And Aoife came in a few weeks later and did her end of the recording, and I did all the mixing, and voila.
Well, there you go, and you end up with Kisses Sweeter Than Wine.
Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. When I was a young man and never been kissed, I got to thinking it over, what I had missed. I got me a girl, I kissed her and then, but oh Lord, I kissed her again. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine.
He asked me to marry, be his sweet wife. We would be happy all of our lives. He begged and he pleaded like a natural man. Oh Lord, I gave him my hand.
Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. I worked mighty hard and so did my wife, working hand in hand to make a good life. Corn on the fields and wheat in the bin. I was, oh Lord, the father of twins. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine.
Our children numbered just about four. They all had sweethearts knocking at the door. They all got married, didn't hesitate. I was, oh Lord, the grandmother of eight.
Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine.
Now we're old and ready to go. We get to thinking what happened a long time ago. We had a lot of kids and troubles and pain, but oh Lord, we do it again.
Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine.
great recording of Kisses Sweeter Than Wine with Aoife Clancy and her dad, Bobby Clancy. Now, Eddie, earlier in the program, I alluded to the fact that a man of many talents, a great guitar player and a singer and songwriter and author. Notice I didn't say great singer.
Thank you.
but a very entertaining singer, to say the least, led you to something new this past year, a musical of all things. Tell us about that.
Well, I never dreamt I'd be in a musical, but, and it's a big but, about a year ago, this time I was performing a monologue that I had written, and a friend of mine by the name of Barbara Faniff came in and saw me, and after the show, she came up to me and she said, you know, I've been working on a musical, and because you know, seeing what you did here, I'm going to finish this thing. And then a few months went by, she called me up and called Aoife Clancy up, and we all got together and listened to what she had finished. It was a musical called Purr, P-U-R-R.
Purr.
Purr.
Okay.
And we listened to the music and were smitten with this show. And both of us agreed to give it a try and flash ahead to November of 2010. And we put it on twice in the town of Marion, Massachusetts. And it was a great success. We did it again this January of 2011, three times this time. Again, great response, great audiences. And I am just tickled for Barbara. Hmm. And enthralled with this music.
Well, that's going to be interesting. And maybe down the road, who knows, we'll get the chance to see that again in a theater near you, as they say. So tell us about the musical Purr. We know so much as P-U-R-R. So far, that's all we know.
Well,
what do you do in the musical?
Well, I am an old cat, and I think that's very appropriate.
Well, there you are.
That's right. There are four characters. Myself, Aoife is a cat that's a little bit, you know, maybe just before middle age. And then we have two young cats that are a little bit wild. Mm-hmm. And but a lot of people have alluded to the musical cats, and it's completely different. It's mm-hmm. We don't dress up in costumes. It's really, the way I look at it is, what would cats be like if they were human?
Okay.
And I think we carry it off.
All right. Well, we have a song from that musical, and this song that we're going to listen to is called Growing Old.
Right. This is a ballad. Now, my character in the show is an older cat, and he's a little bit sick, and it's one of the themes of the show. And if you can envision Aoife and I sitting beside each other, it starts off with a little dialogue, and the setup is, we're going forward trying to figure out what we're doing next, and the ballad speaks for itself.
All right, Growing Old from Purr.
I had to. I was checking out my hair, what was left of it. But my bones are getting creaky, my muscles are tired, and it's nothing like having the young ones around to drive the point home.
I know what you mean. I'm feeling it too. I just try not to think about it.
I try not to think about it. And there's those days. Even though it's still summer, I can feel it in my bones. Winter chill is coming, slowing down.
We're not getting any younger. Time has slipped away. Memories outweigh the days ahead. Slowing down.
The wrinkle across your brow is something new,
and around your waist you've grown an inch or two.
I've noticed that the spring's gone from your step.
You're 10 years older, don't forget.
nothing stays the same. This fact of life remains. We are slowing down.
Remember all the trees we climbed, the butterflies we chased.
Now we stretch out in the shade, slowing down. And the little ones grow bigger, full of grand ideas.
As we watch the evening sunset,
slowing down.
Whiskers on your chin are turning gray.
Your naps are getting longer every day.
I see it takes more effort to get up.
You're 10 years younger, don't forget. Nothing stays the same. This fact of life remains. We are slowing down.
This had to be a stretch for you in your acting career, because you certainly are not slowing down. If you've seen it, one of Eddie's shows, he's full of life and frivolity. So, you know, that was a little bit of a stretch, but very neat singing.
Well, thank you very much. I really enjoyed being on the big stage with an ensemble. It was very, mm-hmm. very, it was a big, the last time I was in theater was when I was 17 years old in high school. So it was a big stretch, and it was a lot of lines to learn, but we had a great crew, and it was just a wonderful experience.
Excellent, excellent. Hopefully we can find out about this soon, where it's going to be playing again, and have everybody give it the chance to see it. This next tune from that show, Purr, is called Change of Heart. Tell us what's happening here.
This is the final song, and it's the four cats have sort of learned a few lessons during the play. I'm not going to get into it because I don't want to spoil anybody's fun. But it's everybody's sort of grown a bit. And at this point, we're really have invited all the neighborhood cats to a party. And it's been a lot of fun. And now we realize we have a change of heart. It's an internal thing. And again, I think the music is just fabulous. We should give it a listen.
We'll do that. And if you're interested in more information about it, or you want to see some clips, there is a website called Purr, P-U-R-R, The Musical.
Correct.
So just go and check that out, Purr, The Musical, and you'll see pictures of Eddie and Aoife and the other cast members and some little sound clips that are on there, too.
Mm-hmm.
So check that out. And now we'll listen to Change of Heart. It's a little bit lengthy, so we might not get the whole thing in, but we'll try to get as much as possible, take a short break, and be back with more of Eddie Dillon on Conducting Conversations.
I've made a new beginning. When I hear the bell ring, I'm no longer running when someone comes to the door. I stand my ground, I'm almost brave. Look at the progress I've made. And I owe it all to this wonderful change of heart.
Hey, I'm taking small steps toward my independence. Out there taking chances, coming into my own. I made a list of things to do, and got my trusty box of tools, and I owe it all to this wonderful change of heart.
I have to confess, I don't know everything about life,
and the big boss part of me has got to go.
We're trying to give up all that we bring on this strife. Though at times it's so much fun to shout places, everyone. We were never meant to run the show. Such a lovely view, and we owe it all to this wonderful change of heart. We made a new beginning, starting with a few things. We look for silver linings when it's rainy and gray. The sky's a different blue, it's such a lovely view.
We'd like to thank everybody for being here tonight. And Barbara, this is for you.
Is it money?
Thank you.
wonderful audience. Thank you so much.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
We are back on Conducting Conversations, having a wonderful evening listening to some great music, setting us in the mood for St. Patrick's Day this week. Is Eddie Dillon is with us and has brought us some interesting music, and that Purr the Musical sounds like it's going to be great fun to listen to. So check that out online, and check Eddie Dillon out at eddiedillon.com. For places you're going to be. When you come back from Florida, you'll be at the Cape towards the end of April?
Towards the end of April, I'll be appearing at the Cape Cod Irish Village in Yarmouth with my great friend Alfie O'Shea.
Okay, so check that out. That's going to be on April 30th, I think, right?
Correct.
April 30th, so check that out too. We're going to get you back in the St. Patrick's Day mood, and what better song to do this with than a song off of Eddie's disc called The Barber's Lament, which is the name of the CD, but Danny Boy is the name of the tune, right? When was this recorded, Eddie?
Well, this was recorded about 10 years ago, and I think it was written about 500 years ago.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The melody was. But it's, again, when I was traveling with the Clancys, this CD of mine was always a favorite for a lot of people. And this song is played on a number of Irish radio programs across the United States and in Ireland.
Right. Here we go. Danny Boy. Thank you. boy. Hard to get more Irish history than that one, I think. That's about the top of the list.
You know, it's one of those songs that never grows old on me. It's the melody is so pretty and the lyrics are great.
We want to thank Eddie for being our guest as usual this time of year, bringing us a little St. Patrick's Day treat. And for those of you that are interested in Aoife Clancy, who's normally with us, we want to say hello to her in her travels out in Chicagoland right now. But if you'd like to check out Aoife's website, you can do that very easily by going to A-O-I-F-E, Aoife Clancy, C-L-A-N-C-Y, .com. So check her out, and her recordings are available. And Eddie has your recordings available on your website?
They're available on my website, but you can also get them at Amazon.
Oh, at Amazon. All right. So go to either Amazon.com or to EddieDillon.com.
Correct.
And check that out. That's great. We have a couple more tunes that we're going to try to squeeze in here. And the first one is back to Bobby Clancy's album. Tell us about Host of the Air.
Well, this is W.B. Yeats' poem. And but it was recorded again at my studio, and it's one of the most haunting recitations I've ever heard, and it's accompanied with a fellow from Providence by the name of Pat Hutchinson. And I haven't been in touch with him for a while. He was working at Brown, I understand, a number of years ago, but one of the more subtle and tasty Ilian pipe players. The Ilian pipes are the Irish bagpipes.
Oh, I didn't know there was a difference between...
It is a huge difference.
Okay.
The Scottish pipes are the ones you see in the parades.
Right.
The Irish pipes.
The Black Watch, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And the Irish pipes are actually played with bellows under the arms.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that they were developed was because back in the penal laws of the 19th century, the British... banned the use of a regular bagpipe. So the way they did it is they said you can't use anything that you have to blow through your mouth. So the Irish made bellows. And there you go, the Irish bagpipes, the Indian pipes.
Well, a little lesson in musical history there, all right? Great. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Eddie. We're going to play a couple songs. We'll go to Host of the Air, and then we'll try to get Eddie's song in after that or play as much as we can, called Rathangan. Tell us about Rathangan.
It's my grandfather's hometown in County Kildare.
County Kildare.
And this is a tune which has some American picking and some Irish. The American for me, because I'm an American, and the Irish for Grandpa.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thank you, Eddie Dillon, once again. And we'll see you all next week on Conducting Conversations. Have a great St. Patrick's Day week.
O'Driscoll drove with a song the wild duck and drake from the tall and tufted reeds of the Drear Heart Lake. And he saw how the reeds grew dark at the coming of night tide, and he dreamed of the long dim hair of Bridget, his bride. And he heard, as he sang and dreamed, a piper piping away, and never was piping so sad, never was piping so gay. And he saw young men and young girls dance on the level place, and Bridget his bride among them with a sad but gay face. The dancers gathered around him, and many a sweet thing said. One young man brought him red wine, and a young girl white bread. But Bridget drew him by the sleeve and away from the merry band to old men playing at cards with a twinkling of ancient hands. But the bread and the wine had a doom, for these were the hosts of the air, and he sat and he played in a dream of her long, dim hair. He played with the merry old men, thought not of evil chance, until one bore Bridget his bride away from the merry dance. He bore her away in his arms, the handsomest young man there, and his neck and his breast and his arms were drowned in her long, dim hair. O'Driscoll scattered the cards. Out of his dream awoke, and old men and young girls were gone like a drifting smoke. And he heard high up in the air
a piper, piping away. And never was piping so sad, never was piping so gay.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.